then geometry, in algebra, calculus, trigonometry. Do you understand that? Same thing here. When you look at a concept like teachability index, think of it as mathematics. You may think you know everything already about teachability index. Remember what I said in the beginning? You don't know what you don't know. I laugh because I'm holding back. There's so much knowledge and information about teachability index. I just scratch the scratch of the scratch of the surface. Just giving you a little bit, just enough that you need right now so that your eyes don't roll in the back of your head. So each one of these subjects, later, I'm going to do the full-blown teaching on each one of these subjects. Now, this seminar today and tomorrow is what we call the basic seminar. It's the basic information. And it's just giving you the scratch of the scratch of the scratch of the surface of each one of the subjects. You can then take this basic information, each of the subjects, break it down and give you another 30 hours of information on each one of these subjects. But then there's advanced material, which goes beyond this. Someone says, do I need all this stuff? The answer is no. Everything you need is in these CDs and in this lecture. Why? Because you have one lifetime here. Keep this in mind. You have one lifetime here. You're starting from zero. If you were born into an elite family, by the time you're 20, 30 years old, you're not at zero. Some of you here in the room, 30, 40, 50 years old, guess what? If you were born in an elite family, you would have had that much time to learn all this stuff. You can't learn everything. You can take this information and create so much in your life. It's going to blow you away. And a lot of times, people relish and enjoy what they're creating with this new knowledge and this new power. And they don't want to do anything more. You don't have to go any further. And some of you may choose to. So that information will be available. But it's not a requirement. My gosh, the information you're going to have access to today and tomorrow will allow you to create more than you could ever dream possible. And only then will you be able to dream further and get bigger. So let's talk about training balance scale. Again, I learned this for the first time when I was in Memphis 25 years ago. And this was a profound learning experience for me. The training balance scale is a scale. And on one side of the scale is what's called thinking. You could also call it, I'm going to give you a bunch of different words for this side of the scale. Thoughts, thinking, desires, dreams, goals, attitude, mental processes, objectives. One side of the scale, this side of the scale, deals with thoughts. It deals with your mind. What goes on inside your mind? How you think. You can also put down a word called vibration, intention, energy. This side of the training balance scale deals with thoughts. What goes on in the mind. Only how you think. It also, this side of the training balance scale, is how you feel, your emotions. So this side of the training balance scale, if you were to break it down, deals with your thoughts and your emotions, how you think and how you feel. The second side of the training balance scale is actions. Physical movements. What you do. Techniques. Strategies. Action steps. Plans, activities. This side of the training balance scale is the physical actions that you do. It's the acting out. So the difference is, I'm thinking of calling my brother. That's on the thought part of the training balance scale. Physically picking up the phone and dialing is on the action part. The thought part is I'm thinking of a battle plan, a plan of attack. I'm thinking of putting a project into motion. That's my thought. Physically putting that into motion, buying a filing cabinet, getting a desk, setting up a corporation, writing a business plan. The actually doing is on the other side of the training balance scale.